When I was 14, I remember having a conversation with my mom. I was hellbent and utterly convinced that I needed 10 hours of sleep every single night in order to function as a human being. It should be said that I did, I think, 6 to maybe 12 sets of exercising every single week. Running and soccer. Despite that, 10 hours is quite a lot, especially to get every single night. I remember having this conversation with my mom and saying, you know, I'm tired all the time. How's that even possible? I'm sleeping 10 hours a night. And she said, well, as you get older, you need less and less sleep. So it might be that you're sleeping too much. There is such a thing as sleeping too much. It might just be that what you're doing. So try, see what happens if you sleep 6 hours every night and 7 or 8 and see what happens. That's when I started experimenting with my sleep for real. I remember I instantly after that conversation went to bed and I tried sleeping 8 hours. And that worked just fine. Since then, I've tried a bunch of different sleeping techniques. I've experimented with my sleep a lot. But I've conducted experiments in general on myself. Which is something I realized not everyone does. So I want to speak a little to that and encourage you to conduct your own experiments on yourself. Be that on sleep, exercise, nutrition, productivity hacks, challenging your comfort zone, whatever. I wanna encourage you to run experiments. So that's what we're gonna talk about today. This is Caspian with a Riff on experiments on yourself. First off, the why for me of doing experiments. It comes quite naturally to me to do experiments since I am, I think, naturally very curious as a person. I can't remember a time where I didn't run any experiments on myself. Of course, there have been periods where I haven't had any running experiments, but I have experimented quite a lot. On myself. As I said, with my sleep, with exercise, with productivity hacks, with sunlight hours, with the projects, with extending my comfort zone, with physical exertion, you name it. I've done quite a lot of experiments. And I think I've learned quite a lot about myself in the process. Naturally, because I've had some sort of hypothesis. What if I don't need to sleep 10 hours a day? And then I've tested it. And then I've seen the result. And there's always been some sort of positive outcome from it. I think we as human beings are prone to get lazy. And prone to get comfortable. And running it. Experiments on yourself is a way to get out of that. Try something new. Shake it up a little bit. For me, there's an important how to running an experiment. And especially one thing that stuck with me is a quote. I can't remember where it comes from. But it is, you can run an experiment on something for as little as a minute. But an experiment can only last 18 months. After that, it becomes a habit. So there is an upper limit to how long you can conduct an experiment for. After those 18 months, it is a habit. I've thought about that in relationships, most importantly, because you can be dating for a year, you can be a couple for a year and a half. But I think there is a threshold at 18 months. There has been for me in relationships and in other experiments as well. When I've hit 18 months, I know that I've found something. I've found some sort of rhythm. Especially, as I said, when it comes to sleep, when I can keep a sleeping pattern over time. It doesn't have to be every single day for 18 months that I sleep exactly the same hours. But I think I've found a universal truth or a tendency, at least. And that can take up to 18 months. Other things that I try to think of when I'm running experiments is this the right time to do it? But oftentimes the answer to that is yes, or you can create circumstances for the experiment. Don't use it as an excuse not to run. So a couple of experiments that I've done with myself. I mostly go over sleep because that's where I've done the most and the most fun experiments. The one that I speak about the most is when I did binocular sleeping. I think I've done it twice for about a month. And what it is that you split your night sleep up into two segments by nocturnal. So you create two nights of sleep. Meaning I would go to bed at 8 or 9 in the evening and I'd set alarm for 12 or 1. I'd sleep 3-4 hours depending on how diligent I wanted to be with my sleep cycles, but also how easily I could fall asleep and so on. 8 or 9 to 12, 1 a.m. I'd wake up. I'd stay up for 3 or 4 hours, sometimes 5, but that was rare. And then I'd go to sleep again. So I'd go to sleep around 4, sleep until 7, 8. It was 2 very interesting months. First of all, I was studying at the time, so I could take the time out of my day. It was interesting for sure. It's not something that I recommend ever to anyone at all to try. It was fun. I learned a lot. It was serene when it was good. The nights that I could wake up and feel refreshed when I hit the sleep cycles right. I could wake up, I could go for a walk, do my reading. I did 2 hours of reading every morning back then, so I did those during the night instead. And sometimes I'd get some work done, some studying, and then I'd go to sleep again. And those 4 hours, it was dead quiet in the world. It wasn't like I could scroll Facebook, because I could do that once, and then there was nothing, because no one was up. Instagram was dead, so no distractions whatsoever. Nothing was going on in the world. Everyone else was sleeping, except during the weekends. But in general, the world was dead, and I wasn't. That was really, really fun. What I learned from that experiment was that I don't want to do it. Quite frankly, I don't want to have a binocturnal sleeping pattern. It was shit to have in my life for a long time, because I had to do it every single night. Otherwise, it was very hard to come back to and get my body to understand that that's what we're doing. I also, you know, the nights that weren't good where I hit my sleep cycles wrong, where it was just a fog for 3 hours where I would keep myself up until I could go to sleep again. And then I'd be tired in the morning anyways. But what I learned was I can do a lot with very little sleep. And it is really quiet out there in the It really is. And if you can tap into those hours, either by waking up or by not going to bed, I really understand night owls a lot better after having done. Because it was serene, not being able to be disturbed by anyone. Another experiment quite stupidly, I tried to walk for 24 hours straight to see what my body could take. That was fun. It was one of the best experiences that I had. I am going to do it again. I haven't set the date yet, but I'm planning on doing that this year. I failed horribly. I should say I didn't even get I think I walked for 6 hours, something like that. And had to quit because my ankle didn't function properly at the end. I couldn't take the pain, and I wasn't really expecting it to be painful, which might sound stupid. I was packed way too much. I carried everything on a backpack, which I wouldn't do again. So I learned a lot about, especially now that I'm getting into, we're slowly getting into ultramarathons. There are a lot of nuggets there to gather. I've run way more successful experiments as well. I recently tried to shift my schedule, my daily schedule, a little bit. So right now I go to bed at 9 and I wake up at 4:30 every single morning, even in the weekends, or most days of the weekend. I think I have about 3, sometimes 4 nights per month that I don't wake up at 4:30. And it works splendidly for me. I've always been a morning person. That's my natural state. I always woke my mom way too early for her because she likes to sleep in. Always been a morning person. I've tried waking up at different early hours in the day, but right now 4:30 is well worked into my rhythm. So that's the kind of thing where I've learned with these experiments is that you can find happiness, you can find something that really works for you. You can also find what really doesn't work for you at all. And for me, at least, it's not one of those rah-rah Tony Robbins self-help, optimize everything, get your sleep up, and only sleep 6 hours. Not at all. I know how I function, and I know how my body will react depending on how much I've exercised, how much I've exerted myself, how much stress I've been under, and how much sleep I've gotten. I know exactly how my body will react and how my head will function, how I will behave in the world. And then I can adjust to that. But I also know that waking up early, as I said, brings me a lot of happiness. It makes my life a lot easier. I am a better person. It's not only about taking advantage of the morning hours and being very productive during those. During the weekends, I often start my day by waking up at 4:30, getting out of bed. Sometimes I read, sometimes I just watch series. Same things that people do in the nights. So it's more about finding yourself and seeing what might bring you happiness and what might make your life tangibly better. I hope that this has inspired you to run some sort of experiment on yourself, if not with your sleep, so with one of those other things. Don't walk 24 hours without any exercise and any preparation. Don't recommend it. I've already tried it. But run experiments on yourself in your daily life. Small ones, big ones, doesn't matter. You will learn a lot about yourself from doing it. That's it for me this time. Show notes, subscribe, all those things. And until next time, take care.